You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Michigan is being invaded, and you're being asked to report sightings of the invaders. More on that in a couple of minutes. First, let's meet Juliana Wilson. She's a tree-fruit integrated pest management outreach specialist at Michigan State University. So tell us about this invader, the brown marmorated stink bug.
Yes, it's a little shield-shaped brown insect that's about the size of a dime, and it has a habit of getting into people's houses at this time of year because it's looking for a place to hibernate. They come from Asia originally, and they are really good hitchhikers. We're not exactly sure how they ended up here in the first place, but we know the first reports of them came from Pennsylvania in about 1996. Within about 10 years, they became a serious agricultural pest for orchards, in particular apples and peaches. They love peaches.
Yeah, what do they do to them? They just eat them, or?
Yeah, they feed on them, and then the feeding damage will develop into, if it's on an early developing peach, it'll be severely deformed fruit. Later on, if it feeds on it, it'll cause depressions in the fruit, and just it makes it unsaleable. People don't like blemished fruit. And also, it doesn't store as well. So like in the case of apples, for instance, apples can go into storage if they've been fed upon by this insect, and we wouldn't even necessarily see the damage until a few weeks later. Or if they're pulled out of storage and they've been fed upon, then they'll have these depressions in the skin and sometimes a quirky texture underneath in the fruit. It can be really devastating when they're in high numbers.
Are there different kinds of stink bugs or just this one brown marmorated stink bug?
There are lots of different species of stink bugs, and we had a bunch of different species here in Michigan before this one arrived, but they're not usually considered to be any kind of a significant pest, at least in fruit production. They're more often a problem in field crops, but this particular one really loves fruit-bearing and pod-bearing plants. It's not just apples and peaches. So Tree of Heaven, which is present in a lot of urban areas, it's a weedy tree that just puts out millions of seeds every year. They love that plant and they'll feed on it. English holly is another one that they go to that's like an ornamental plant. So it's different in that way to our native stink bugs. The other difference is that it doesn't have its natural enemies here yet. Our native stink bugs have evolved with all these other species that feed upon them, either laying eggs in them and, you know, just like the movie Alien, you know, they burst out of these insects, and they basically suppress these populations of our native species. But we don't have natural enemies in high enough numbers at this point to suppress populations of this new invader.
For somebody who's not familiar with this, let's get down to why is it called a stink bug?
Okay, sure. Stink bugs, even our native stink bugs, when they're disturbed, they give off a chemical odor. And, well, it stinks, I guess.
Right. I was going to say, one of the kids at the house stepped on one. It did stink. Now nobody will do anything with one of them crawling in the house. You have to shoo them out the door with a piece of paper or something.
Yeah.
So if I see one of these stink bugs crawling in my house, do I have to worry about anything? Do they bite? Do they spread disease? I mean, what's the big concern if they're in my house?
They're simply a nuisance in houses. They don't bite people or animals. They're plant feeders. Their mouth parts are like a straw. They don't bite. So the multicolored Asian lady beetle that was another home invader that comes and goes, those are just little ladybugs that they can actually bite because they have little pinching mouth parts, but these don't. They don't spread diseases. They are not nesting in a house. They're not laying eggs in there. They're not even eating during the winter. They're just looking for a place to hibernate. So if you shoo them out, they might be able to find their way back in because it's really impossible to close off all of the possible points of entry that this insect can find to get into houses.
Right. And don't step on one because it does stink. You're asking people to report where they're finding these stink bugs.
Right.
We'll have a link on our website. Tell us about the link and what you're asking people to do and how to do it.
I'm asking people to go to the Midwest Invasive Species Information Network. It's a place where you can report on any invasive species, but in particular, we were interested in having people report sightings of brown marmorated stink bugs so that we can keep track of the population as it grows in Michigan and where we're finding it. And it was really helpful a year ago when I first asked people to start doing this. because it told us that they're very well established in southern lower peninsula of Michigan.
We've been talking about the brown marmorated stink bug with Juliana Wilson. Juliana is a tree fruit IPM outreach specialist at Michigan State University. And again, we'll have that link on our website where you can report if you've sighted this pest. Juliana, thanks very much.
You're welcome.